Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Swastika Mountain in Oregon, which has now officially been renamed as Mount Halo by the U.S. Board on Geographic Names. Now, even though this swastika name had come from the local town of Swastika, which drew its source from the cattle brand of a local rancher some 30 years prior to the Nazis, and of course billions of Buddhists, Hindus, and Jains have used the swastika as a symbol of peace and good fortune for over 5,000 years, none of that matters. People today who do not know history think swastikas are for Nazis, and that's all there is to it. As Liebenhaus' treatise on the effective rewriting of history teaches us, the point is not what actually happened in history. The point is to not offend the feelings of those who do not know what actually happened in history. Now, although we do appreciate the effort to rename this highly offensive mountain as Halo in honor of local person of indigenous heritage Chief Halito of the Oncala Kalapuya tribe, we do have a concern. In adapting his name to the more Americanized Halo, we foresee a problem. Some people might, in their ignorance, think this is a reference to the Christian religion's concept of angels coming from high places like mountains and being represented by halos. As such, the name unfortunately carries too much whiff of entanglement between church and state, let alone being pro-Christian. And we recommend another change in 2 to 4 years to a more permanent moniker. Perhaps something completely bland like Mount Mountain, or aspirational like Mount Hope and Change, or educational, such as the mountain formerly known as Mount Swastika and then for a time known as Mount Halo, but now known as Mount Equity. Or something that will stand forever, such as Mount Gender Affirming Care. Or if we're just trying to play it safe, Mountain Number 6. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Liam Morrison, the obnoxious little 12-year-old who dared wear a shirt to his Massachusetts middle school with the words, "There are only two genders," emblazoned on it. Yes, I know, this is a very hurtful sentence, even for me to say out loud, let alone for the tender ears of our beloved otherin in the congregation today to have to hear me say. Not only did this little transphobic twerp wear the shirt to school, no thought at all given to the pain he was causing the people who aren't even students there but might have heard about it on social media, but when told to change it by the wise administrators, he refused. But wait, there's more. He even had the audacity to take his unrepentant cis sexism to the local school board meeting and tell them he has the right to free speech, just like everyone else in his school.
"I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do."
What planet do you think this is? Where did he get this absurd idea that all viewpoints are to be treated equally? School is a place where we indoctrinate students into the right ways of thinking and protect them from violent attacks on their gender identity, like the words on Liam's shirt.
"On that Tuesday morning, I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe."
Does he not understand the violence of language? The threatening tone that false ideas convey? The felt pain of those poor victims of his t-shirt who might hear about it at other schools? I just don't know where to begin. Now, as to the question of science, an immediate change was of course made to the 7th grade biology curriculum so as to properly re-educate all the 12-year-olds as to the real truth about gender fluidity and pansexuality. We only hope we aren't too late to correct the errors apparently flourishing in the darkest corners of the Massachusetts middle school system. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, let us all take a moment to consider the outstanding work being done by the first openly lesbian and BIPOC White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, especially in the arena of working to ban guns in America. Now, we know that the problem is that all too many Americans believe that gun ownership is a constitutional right, and so their long, difficult re-education is going to require a lot of patience. But we are so proud of the Biden administration's continual efforts to misuse words for the purpose of making gun owners feel uncomfortable with their mistaken beliefs.
"Today, Washington State has become the 10th state in the nation, alongside Washington, D.C., to ban assault weapons and get weapons of war off America's streets."
Now look, even though we don't like to admit it, we certainly understand that the guns we hate aren't really weapons of war, okay? Obviously, no U.S. Marines or Army are going to deploy into combat with a rifle that can only fire one shot at a time. That hasn't been true since the M1 of World War II. But because our goal is to trick Americans into allowing us to restrict and ultimately take away their guns, the first step is to confuse them and use fear to activate their confusion into submission. And the best way we do this is by abusing words, just as we're taught by the fifth core precept of St. Orwell the Just. He who controls the words people speak controls the thoughts the nation thinks. And control their thoughts, we will. Therefore, we must continue to misuse terms related to guns, and the more exotic sounding the terms are, the better. Thus, we should actively sprinkle our talk with phrases like weapons of war, bump stock, stabilizer brace, high caliber, straw purchase, gun show loophole, lower receiver, barrel shroud, mass casualty, pistol grip, active shooter, flash suppressor, semi-automatic, high-capacity magazine, assault weapon, and of course, our official word of the year for 2022, ghost gun. Kudos to Jimmy McMillan of Chicago First United Woketopian Church of Olinsky Reformed Precinct 3 for that brilliant contribution to the cause. Yes, even though most of us don't actually know what these words mean, the important thing is to use them with confidence and misuse them whenever possible, which I know most of you will do anyway, precisely because so few of us even know what they mean. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, before we close, let us also take a moment as an inclusive congregation to celebrate the pending wedding nuptials of our dear members Doug Johnson Smith Corning and Todd Corning Johnson Smith and Mark Smith Corning Johnson, who have recently decided to expand their loving and holy throuple by entering into official pentamory with Gary Fillmore, who of course last year married his beloved green lazy boy Sofa. Gary and his Sofa will be moving in with Doug, Todd, and Mark at their beanbag commune in Poughkeepsie following the ceremony, with all agreeing to adopt the same last name of Johnson Smith Corning Fillmore Lazy Boy. Gift registry is open at Rooms to Go. Also, there will be no refreshments today as we continue our fasting in solidarity with all the residents of urban food deserts across America. But please do join us in Fellowship Hall for 10 continuous minutes of wailing and moaning, finished off with a certified happiness-free round of 14th century dirges. Tambourines optional. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
627. the looks I get from you.
Oh, my God.
Candy.
About gender-affirming care. Was it a beanbag commune in Poughkeepsie?
That's right. They're open. They're taking applications. You